Yo, what up? It's the King of Clubs. Who it is? Trap Beckham. And you got to know I'm locked in with Talk with Chocolate. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. Y'all are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon, fashion guru herself, Dior, the Chocolate Dow. And this is Queens Talk TV. Y'all know the vibes each and every Friday and Sunday. You know, your girl is to talk her shit, pop her shit, and I'm about my shit. Whether it's fashion or music, so y'all know I got the tea on all the latest trending topics. I'm all up in everybody's business, period. So get y'all drink going, get y'all vibe rocking. It's time to talk with Chocolate. Let's get it. We've lost a true icon, y'all. Italian fashion powerhouse Giorgio Armani has passed away at the age of 91. According to the Armani Group, he passed peacefully, surrounded by his loved ones. The company shared a heartfelt statement, saying they've always felt like family under his leadership and promises to continue on his legacy with respect, responsibility, and love. Known as King Giorgio, Armani was the blueprint for the modern Italian style. His empire racked up over $2.7 billion a year. Even in his 90s, he was still hands-on, overseeing everything. Truly a remarkable man, and he will be truly missed in the fashion world. Rest in peace. Okay, y'all, check this out. So, according to streamer Aiden Ross, y'all, rapper Megan Thee Stallion and Roc Nation and a lawyer savagely sent a Marachi band to his home to swindle him and serve him with deposition court papers in a defamation lawsuit related to her shooting incident with Tory Lanez. Now, reportedly, Megan Thee Stallion, Roc Nation, and their lawyers are subpoenaing streamers like Aiden Ross for depositions in the rapper's defamation and cyber stalking lawsuit against another blogger, Milagro Grams, accused of attacking online with a campaign that she launched to spread false information about following Tory's conviction. Now, this is crazy. Megan to hit the old boy with the one band, one sound. Since you want to talk so much, here you go, sir. Here you go, sir. This is crazy work. Okay, justice is about to be served for the late Angie Stone, y'all. According to Page Six, late R&B icon Angie Stone's two children, Diamond and Michael, are suing the drivers, a trucking company and a truck manufacturer involved in a devastating car crash in Alabama that killed Stone in March, y'all. Now, Angie Stone's children filed the lawsuit Tuesday in Gwinnett County in Atlanta. The lawsuit claims that Angie actually survived the initial car crash when she was riding with her entourage and they lost track of the car wheel. Now, the lawsuit states that Angie was still trying to exit the vehicle when a tractor trailer carrying a load of sugar slammed into the van where Angie was ejected from the van and on impact got pinned under it and died, the lawsuit claims. Now, this is so sad and devastating, y'all. I want to send prayers out to her children having to even go through this. Still praying for them. Pray for her family. This is very sad. And hopefully justice can be served because she did not deserve that. She was a beautiful spirit, a beautiful person. Angie, we miss you. We love you. Rest in peace. So, YNW Bortland has now accepted a plea deal, y'all. He accepted a plea deal that gives him 10 years in prison, followed by 6 years of probation, avoiding multiple life sentences. As, like, a part of an agreement, he will provide information on YNW Melly's double murder case. This is crazy, y'all, and I'm starting to really believe that the state had no evidence on Melly at all, for real, for real. Hopefully, Bortland played them cards like Woody did in the YSL case. If you know, you know. Free Melly, that's all I'm gonna say. Lord, y'all. Diddy and his legal team are still working overtime to try to better his legal situation. And now they done added a whole little twist and turn to it, baby. So, according to TMZ, Diddy is clapping back at federal prosecutors after his conviction wasn't thrown out. He was previously found guilty of 2 counts of transporting people for the purposes of prostitution under the Mann Act. Now, new legal documents are showing that Diddy's legal team is attempting to have the judge change the conviction to an acquittal or at least give him a whole new trial. Lord, in the documents, they claim that the prosecutors were using a modern definition of prostitution and that they never proved he paid. paid male escorts to have sex with his lady lovers. Y'all, this man just don't want to hold himself accountable for nothing. Nothing at all. He a hot mess. He is a hot mess. Now, while we speaking on hot messes, y'all, I gotta get into this, because y'all know I'ma talk my shit. So, y'all know the situation with Young Thug. I've been speaking on it, all this ratting and crazy stuff going on. Well, child, these leak calls is getting even more messier, y'all. They're getting more messier in these streets. So, y'all, another call has surfaced with Young Thug flirting with a whole nother woman, not Mariah. At one point, she tells him her heart is beating fast, and he responded, "I'm happy I make you feel that way." He asked the woman, "What age do you plan to have kids?" She replied, "When you come home, I'll have kids." To which Thug then replied, "Facts," before telling her he loved her, and then ending the call. Now, this is so wrong, and I feel bad for Mariah in a way, because she really was holding him down while he was locked up. You know what I'm saying? She was there. She was out here grinding and making sure she was holding him down. And he straight played in her face. And it's even more crazy because he on the phone with her, gossiping, talking about people. He got a whole nother woman. That's not cool. That's not cool. And I feel bad for her for that situation, because she really did love him. And certain stuff, not to see him post huge paragraph trying to apologize and certain things, and she just looking hurt and sad. Like, girl, find you a good man and move on. Find you a real man and move on. Cause your man be wearing skirts anyway, girl. He was going outside either way. So, 50 Cent just made another power move in TV, and I am here for it. The rap mogul has officially acquired the rights to the Harlem Classic, Pay in Full, and he announced his plan to develop it into a premium television series. I know that's right. 50 confirmed the news on a social media post saying, "I now have the rights to Pay in Full. I'm developing it into a premium TV show. If you like Godfather of Harlem, you're gonna love this. Cam is set to be the executive producer alongside of me. If you want to get at it, get in it, get at me." So, y'all, with Cam returning as an executive producer, the series is set to be blended, authentic, street perspective. I know that's right. I cannot wait to see this. It's going to be fire. And if y'all want to be a part of it and get a role or something casting, you already know what to do. He said hit up Cam. Period. Alright, y'all. I'm done talking my shit for today, but I appreciate each and every one of y'all that tuned in and rocked out with your girl. This is Talk With Chocolate Crown Radio, Queens Talk TV. I am your host with the most, The Order Chocolate Dow. And by the way, y'all, my EP, Body Language, did drop out on all streaming platforms. Body Language is out right now, so make sure y'all go tune in and rock out and vibe to it for the weekend. Until next time, y'all. I am signing out.